So.
I was outside earlier by the pool and my phone did the same thing, so I get it.
Yeah, it's no joke. We are recording.
Okay, let's get it.
You look great. It's great to see your face. I miss y'all.
Same. We miss you too, man. It's great to see you too, brother. You know, always. We've been in touch with the people don't know we've been in touch this whole time, but you know, it's definitely great to lock in back where we belong. So.
And I'm sorry it took so long, but
Oh man, yeah, it's all good. Life
it's
happens to all of us, man. I get it.
I'm thankful in that time we both got some upgraded laptops, so it's only meant to be. Yeah, so let's get it.
Let's do it.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Queen vs. King podcast. Ladies first, please introduce yourself.
What's going on, world? I am your girl Sensei. It's so good to be back with my good bro, money making Mitch, man. We missed y'all just as much as y'all missed us. To understand, like, it's a mutual understanding between us. But yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's good to see you, bro. How you living?
We are living where it's warm. We are living with coyotes. We are living far away from a beam in the sky. I mean, I see a plenty of weird alien beams, but it's not
And
like
they'll
that golden
repair,
one
yeah.
beam. And oh, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't want to know. That's your loss. You
Your
already
bad.
know it's fam shit to the grave. It's great to have you
Definitely.
on, Sensei. And my name is Mitch. You can call me Money Making Mitch. And we are Queen vs. King. We're ready to talk about some basketball
Yes.
free agency. So before we went on, I sent you a quick text asking, all right, who has had the best offseason so far, in your opinion? And you gave me three teams. And so I just wanted to pick your brain on why you said these three teams, if you may share it with the
Yeah,
audience.
no problem. So I said Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. I'm gonna start with Houston. Obviously, we all know the big rumor. They got KD. Like, anytime you bring a player like KD into your franchise, a walk in at least 27, 28 points a game every single night. Like, you obviously have an advantage every single night. So I think Houston got better. They still got a young core around them, and then they got a veteran presence as well with KD, who's experienced. He's won. He's gone through the trenches. Like, he's gone through the gauntlet, if you will, as far as with the playoffs and being in the Western Conference. So they got a major upgrade bringing him in there. And I know he's older. He's, I think, 36 going on 37, but still, that is still Kevin Durant. Like, let's not act like KD is not still KD. Like, even in Phoenix, when they were having their worst year, he wasn't really, they weren't winning how we expected them to. KD was still KD. So I think Houston upgraded with getting him. Also, obviously, Dallas, they got Kyrie, who is out with an Achilles, but they'll get him back at some point in the season. They got AD, they're going to get Cooper Flagg. They still have PJ Washington, which is a veteran role on that team, and he still provides scoring and shooting for them. They can still space the floor and things like that. And like I said, once they get Kyrie back, it's gonna look good. And then you got San Antonio, you got Wemby. He out here on a spiritual journey. So who's to tell what
Ha.
he gonna come back doing? He might get on his Tim Duncan and just bully the whole league. They
That's
got DRF.
scary.
That's
The
scary.
league
Like,
should
we
be scared that he's doing stuff
should
like that in the
listen,
offseason,
listen. Should
playing
be in
chess.
playing chess while the league is playing checkers. They should be very afraid, and because this is a young guy, and this is why I like Wimby, because this is a young guy who is focused on he's focused on the focus. Like, he the main thing is the main thing. Like, he's not out here trying to be social media famous. He's not out here trying to, you know, be seen. He's locked. And it's you know, he went on his journey, he's in the gym, he's doing this thing, like, he's focused. So this will be year three of Wimby, or year two?
This
I think
is
it's year three,
year three.
right? So this is year three of Wimby. So he's gone through all the rookie stuff. He had, you know, went through sophomore year, had a sophomore slump. Now this is year three. This is veteran. I've seen how this league goes. I know what to expect. I know what franchise I'm playing for. And also, unfortunately, he got De'Aaron Fox, who's been in the league for a while. He was the former Sacramento King. I know I didn't want to bring it up, but I have to, because De'Aaron has seen the worst of the worst and the best of the best. So you pair that with somebody like Wemby, and they probably got some other moves in their bag. I heard that they're trying to shoot a little package deal for Giannis, which that would be scary. But I don't know if that's gonna happen. But I'm just saying that's something that's out in the world. So San Antonio as well as another team to watch out for, because they could be making some moves. But yeah, those are the three teams. Like that Texas little triangle is gonna be a nightmare for the Western Conference. That's how I feel.
Well said. Couple things. So, first of all, the De'Aaron Fox seen the worst. Nothing further to say on that. We know too much about
We know it. We know too much.
that. Hopefully he's happy and his family's happy in San
Yes,
Antonio.
indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes,
So
indeed.
I feel like with Wemby's journey, his spiritual journey this offseason, like the end other teams should follow suit, like with the Pelicans, with Zion. Hey man, you got to do something like this. Get
Something, yeah.
focused, get your body re-energized, get your mind reset. I think it's a great idea. And yeah, the league should be scared that dude is willing to take trips on the other side of the country spiritually, get his mind right. He's going to come back. So the Rockets also signed Dorian Finney-Smith. They stole him away from the Lakers, and that is such a key addition. That's more size. That's another veteran presence. That's a dude that's going to be in the corner. You leave him open, that's a three. I
They're three and
mean,
D, three and D. And real quick, people underrate the position of three and D, because three and D, if you're not a star player, that keeps you in the league. Yeah, you might go to multiple teams, but you are always going to get a bag. If you can master being a three and D guy, that is such an important and pivotal part of a successful championship team.
Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing with the trend of the league. You know, I mean, in our lifetime, it's been the guard, the small guard that shoot threes, or the big man that's dominating like Shaq. Now we're in the trend of you got to be a three and D guy. You got to shoot that rock around the 40% from beyond the arc, and then you got to lock up. And then you said the Dallas Mavericks. I'm still pissed they got the number one pick. I will not hide that. I don't know what conspiracy. It's so disappointing.
Hold
Did
on,
I
hold
lose
it. We got
you?
a little glitch going on.
Yeah.
I'm still here. I can hear you. Okay,
Good, good. Yeah.
okay,
Hey, don't trip. If it
yeah,
does stuff like
Dallas.
this, I'm gonna be editing. So if it does stuff like this, we'll just pick up where we left
All
off.
good.
Yeah. So yeah, the
Okay, all
Dallas
good.
Mavericks winning the number one pick. I'm still pissed about that. And they got Cooper Flagg. How did Nico pull this off? Please enlighten me.
Nico pulled it off by trading Luka. I think that there's more friction to that situation that they're gonna lead us to believe, because of how random that trade went down and how emotional Luka was when he came back for the return. Like there's a lot more layers to that trade that we don't know. So I'll start there. And so then getting off of a Luka opens up a whole lot. And then half of that Dallas team got injured in the midst of when they're trying to make a playoff run. So
Including the dude
somehow
they traded him for. I mean,
exactly. So the basketball god somehow blessed them. It was like, y'all traded away y'all future Hall of Famer. And when y'all traded him, half of y'all team got hurt. So we gonna sprinkle a little blessing on y'all.
they
And
didn't
so
deserve
the
that
ping pong
blessing.
balls fell right. They didn't, but that sometimes it work high at work. And it worked for them. And that's again, it's perfect, because look at what you got. You still have a really, even without the potential of a Cooper Flagg, you still have a really good team
Yeah.
already. It's just everybody was injured. Everybody was injured. Like, they still had a really good team, it's just everybody was injured. But now everybody's getting back healthy, And you got the number one pick. Like, that's why I said if it's coming to a team where it's like who had the best offseason, you gotta throw Dallas in there because the whatever for whatever reason the basketball guys were on their side.
Three Western Conference teams, which is not shocking on your side of the list. The Western Conference is just on another level compared to the Eastern Conference. One more thing to add on that subject. I think the Denver Nuggets has to get thrown in that category too, because they actually took this offseason seriously. And they were like, let's surround our MVP, our arguably number one player in the league right now, with tools. And what a concept, because that's how they won their last championship. They traded the Michael Porter Jr. contract. They're off that. They brought back Bruce Brown. They just traded Valanciunas, which is the perfect backup center for Mr. Jokic. So,
To Jokic,
yeah. So I think
Denver also I was
Rockets,
gonna do Denver too.
yeah.
I only pick pick three teams, but yeah, you absolutely have to throw Denver in there because they've made some excellent moves to help out Jokic, help out their score, like their backup scoring, like having a bench and things like that. I just hope that the coach they have can properly put that in place because that's the thing that people don't also realize. You gotta have good coaching to make that make situations like that work. Because you can have all that and still fumble it.
Yep. And Jokic having his IQ is also extremely helpful. Even if it was rookie coaches like you and me in there, we'd figure it out because Jokic is just,
Exactly. Yeah. 1,000%.
he's that Jimmy Neutron brain blast type of IQ that not a lot of players can match. Let's get to some free agency real quickly. About the
Let's go.
former champs who we didn't even mention, Thunder, who? SGA, they signed Mr. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 4 years, $285 million. And the highest point of that contract, I believe, in his third year of that, will get paid $78 million. And that is a record. We're getting closer to someone at some point in our lifetime for sure.
Get it, yeah.
A hundred mil a year. Don't know who.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. So with the Thunder winning and then SGA getting that contract extension, deservedly so, do you see the Thunder? Obviously, they will be favorites next year, considering the youth movement, how young they are. But do you see them, especially with the teams in the Western Conference, improving how tough it is, like being realistic repeat champions?
No, if they don't make some moves. They have
Some
to
more
make some moves
moves.
because they have to make some more moves because I feel like them being young is not enough. How the league is now, it's very hard to repeat as champions because the league is constantly moving and changing, especially like big stars are being traded, being waived or in free agency and they looking abroad. Like the Thunder are they're gonna have to bring someone along with Shai, or if they're going to keep the team as currently constructed, somebody else is going to have to step up and be a superstar. It's not going to be enough to just be a role player anymore. Like somebody's going to have to be a superstar because you look at what Dallas has done, you look at what Houston has done, you look at it at what like you just said, Denver has done. They've all made improvements. So, and they're all improving off based off of seeing how OKC play, and
Yep.
let's keep it a thousand and let's keep it 1,000%. Okay, see what to game seven in the NBA Finals against a Pacers team who everybody thought was inferior. Now, what would have happened if had Tyrese Halliburton not towards
You know
Achilles?
what would have happened. We all kind of
You know what I'm
know.
saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that they would have won because it still could have ended how it ended. However, he could have made a case to put pressure and make it real uncomfortable for OKC. That's all I'm saying. So if people are already seeing that and saying there's chink in the armor. So if there's
Yeah.
already chink in the armor, you gotta make if you don't make it stronger or if it doesn't get stronger on its own, that's treacherous waters, man. It's treacherous
Yeah.
waters, man. You feel me?
I think, one of the things we learned this year is that nobody's untradeable. You can't,
Yeah,
you
nope.
cannot tell
Nobody's
me
safe.
otherwise. We're all gonna remember where we were when that Luka trade happened, because that just instantly set a bar. Nobody, especially with this new
Nobody's
CBA
safe. Yeah.
agreements, all of this stuff, nobody. So SGA, congrats on your new contract. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, they got to rise to another level. To your point,
They
here
have
they
to.
come. Nuggets, here they come. Spurs, here they come. Mavericks, Rockets, Wolves still. I mean, they're all
I
coming
mean,
for
because the Timberwolves ain't going nowhere. You know what
him.
I'm saying? They can make some, like, anybody can make moves at this point. And like I said, so they either have to take that next step or they gotta make some moves right now and hope it's for the best, because everybody's gonna be gunning for them. Everybody's gonna be gunning for them, so they gotta
And
be ready for that.
if the Warriors sign Al Horford, look out. No.
No.
Yeah,
If the Warriors don't get Giannis, can the Warriors put a can in it and just enjoy Steph's last few years, because there ain't no more
man,
championships. Ain't no more championships.
you had such an Instagram rant about Jimmy Butler not showing up and the Warriors lose. And that was so entertaining. You tagged like everybody, you kept receipts. It's like, love to
Yes.
see it. Love to see
You
it.
have
That
to.
was.
You have to, because with Warrior fans, sometimes they get a little amnesia. You got to remind them. You got to put it back in their place a little bit sometimes.
Oh yeah, you got to put them in their place. Jaren Jackson Jr., he signed 5-year extension with the Grizzlies. He's getting a lot of money. Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane. There's rumors about the Ja Morant. Is he staying? Is he going? Memphis fired their coach a couple games before the playoff starts.
Crazy.
So the Magic improved with that Desmond Bane trade. They're now a top four team in the East, and the West, as we mentioned, is just levels ahead of the East. So what are the Grizzlies doing? Are they putting themselves in a position to potentially like make a trade to bring some more help in for Ja and Jaren Jackson, or do you see Ja being shipped out?
I think my hope is that Memphis is doing all this to bring more help for Ja, because I feel like Ja and the Grizzlies are a perfect match. He matches their energy, he matches their fire, he matches that grit, he matches that swag.
That
He's you know,
city.
he's cocky, he's both that shit. Like, he embodies what a Memphis player is supposed to, a Memphis Grizzlies player is supposed to be. So my hope is that they're trying to bring in more help for him. What I fear is, though, is because of the antics and everything else, they might be like, look, we already have the reputation, because Memphis is Memphis. If you know about Memphis, then you know. They already have a reputation of that city and kind of how they get down. So it's just like the last thing we needed, like our only saving grace is having the Grizzlies. We need it to be positive. We need it to be, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the last thing we need is somebody acting up and doing the things that Ja has done. Not holding anything against Ja, because he's still a very young man. But at the same time, the NBA is a business, and you are employed by said business. So you need to abide by said business rules. And he hasn't done that up until this point. So again, like I said, my hope is that that's what they're doing. But if they go into another direction, I wouldn't be surprised. And if he decides to go into another direction because of the direction they may be going in, I'm not surprised at that either, because Ja is a generational talent. He's been injured the last 2 or so years, so we haven't got to see the Ja that we're accustomed to. But at the same time, Ja at his apex, when he's fully healthy, is box office. And
Big
he's
time.
in a he plays for he's big time. He plays for a small city NBA team. So if he decides that, look, I'm trying to take this thing somewhere else, you know what I mean? Like, it's just I'm just kind of indifferent, I guess, when it
You
comes to
run
that.
the risk of your franchise being irrelevant again. And as you and I know very well about small market teams. And how, they get a cold shoulder because, that's just, it is what it is. And so if the Grizzlies are going to trade away, arguably, I mean, What, Zach Randolph in his prime is probably the greatest franchise Grizzly player of all time. There, so
Yeah,
Ja
but he
can
yeah,
elevate,
yeah.
and he doesn't have the popularity, the following,
Yeah.
you know, as any Grizzly Memphis has had in our lifetime. So, 2 seasons ago, the Grizzlies were the 2 seed and the Kings were the 3 seed. And if both teams don't play their cards right, they're both really gonna miss the playoffs this upcoming season. That's where I've landed the plane. So let's see what happens. Let's talk about your boy, Mr.
Let's
Goat
talk about him.
himself, depending on,
Go
you know, where
James.
you have him. Your goat,
My
Mr.
goat, my guy.
LeBron,
Yes, sir. Yes,
exercised
sir.
his option. He picked up his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. Now, there's been, I want to say it's split 50-50 just from, you know, the media, the fans. LeBron, great. Get your money. You got to do it while you've made revenue for this NBA team. You deserve every piece of change, rightfully so. The other voice, dog, you're being selfish, man. If you're really about winning, you then take the pay cut because you've made enough money outside the NBA. Why aren't you opening the wallet to help the Lakers bring in more people? So I just wanted to pick your brain on how you see it, and did LeBron make the right decision in your mind?
So here's my thing. My pushback to the very last point that she made is because let's look at Lakers post their last championship was 2010.
Post bubble? Are we not counting the
Oh
bubble?
well, no. Oh no. Well, okay. So yeah, before the bubble. So I'm gonna say their last championship before the bubble was 2010, right? And up until that point, Kobe had taken pay cut. I mean, after that point, Kobe had taken pay cut after pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. And then it got to like where he was in his latter years, where he was like, you know what? F the pay cut. Pay me what I've been owed.
That's
Because
right.
I took pay cut after pay cut after pay cut after pay cut, and I still was not a championship contender. I was not on a championship contending team post 2010 because 11, they got swept. 12, they got swept. And then from that point, I'm not sure they made the playoffs again until LeBron arrived in what was that, 20, 2018,
19. He
2019?
arrived in
I think it was.
2018.
Yeah, so he arrived in 2018. So then we're talking 2010 to 2018 with nothing. With
Irrelevant.
nothing. With irrelevancy, with one of the highest paying franchises in the entire NBA, the Lakers, with nothing. So I'm also looking at the league how it is now. These owners, they don't got no loyalty to these players. Like all
Nope.
that taking a pay cut, you're just saving them money. They don't give a damn. Because if they want to waive you, if they want to trade you, if it's within your contract, they will get rid of you. So I'm not mad at Bron for saying, F it, give me my money, because at this point he's 40 going on 41. What exactly are we talking? Like, you know what you signed up for, you know what you're into. Like, I'm not taking less money for you to still play in my face. Because y'all, he's been screaming for the last 3, 4 years, we need a true center. We need a true center. We need a true center. They've done everything but give him that true center. Everything but even when AD was there, AD said the same thing. We need a center because AD's not a true center. He's a four who plays like a guard. He's a four that plays like a guard. He's not a true center. He don't want to get in there and bump and bang. That's not his game. And he's been saying for the longest, get us a true center. Instead of doing that, what did y'all do? Traded for Luka Doncic. Cool. I'm not mad at the Luka move. But the elephant in the room is still in the room. We still don't we still don't have a true center. We're like, there's still problems. So if I'm Bron, yeah, I'm an opt in. Yes, I'm an opt in.
There's
But I'm
still
also gonna see what
problems.
moves you. There's still problems. The elephant is still yet and present in the room.
And Luka's the elephant. He needs to lose weight, bro. What are we talking about? Like
But
he's
in
that that's another
yes,
aspect to
yes.
this. Like Luka,
Yes.
and that's
Yes.
they're banking on it, like some of LeBron's healthy habits, some of his mentality, you know. Luka worships LeBron, so hopefully that is something that he takes in.
In Luka's defense, like I've seen him recently, he looks a lot slimmer. He looks like he's lost at least 20 pounds, from being out, like move, like how just people have caught him out, and he looks a lot more thin. The only thing still, I know Luka's not gonna be a Tony Allen type of defender. He's not gonna be a Rajah Bell. He's not gonna be a what's another
Great name
thriller really good,
drops.
like a Kawhi Leonard. Like he's not gonna be one of those. I just don't want you to be a cone drill. Like at least try, like and make it look good. You know what I'm saying?
He's
Like
a wall.
at
He
least
can be.
be
Like, use your body. Use your body.
something of substance. So, you know, that's my only thing, because like that's his biggest flaw is defense. Like offensively he can do everything. But on defense, you are somebody that what how people used to do Steph, how they used to seek Steph out, they do the same thing for Luka. Get Luka on a switch, get him on the island, have your way.
Exactly what the T-Wolves did.
That's exactly what they did. It's textbook. And then after they figured out, okay, so they're gonna send Luka some help. Cool. They don't got no center. We got Rudy Gobert. We got Nas. Not what is it? Nas Reed. I think, yeah, Nas. We got Nas Reed. So all we gotta do is yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, make you gotta do something. You
You
gotta do
know who
something.
needs a true center? Mr. Sabonis.
Yes,
That's who needs a true
absolutely, a
center.
1,000%
And it needs
agreed.
to be a center that can shoot the three, so it's not the same type of, like the Miles Turner Giannis combination, which we'll get to that in a moment. Like, that's actually, I think, gonna work really well. And people are kind of underrating how that's gonna turn out. Someone like the Lakers, they got, we'll get to 8-2, but bringing someone like that, the Kings need a true five, because Sabonis is not a true five. When Harrison Barnes was your
No.
four, that doesn't make any sense. So, and yeah, I'm starting
No,
getting
no.
emotional.
You're
We don't
right. You're absolutely right.
man,
Well,
it's frustrating being a
listen,
Kings fan.
we need a
It's
whole Sacramento Kings podcast. Yes, we need a whole pod just de dedicated to Sacramento Kings.
a therapy
Period. Because we
session,
will be all
please.
day talking about the game.
Therapy, man. And we need it.
Yeah,
I know
for
you
sure.
need it too,
We
more than
do.
me.
We
I
do.
did, because
Man,
you
listen
used to
to
be in the
hey,
trenches.
bro. Listen, they took me through it this last season, but we'll get there in due time. In due time.
That's good stuff. All right, let's thank you for your spiel on LeBron. Just to tie a cherry, or put a cherry on that,
Of
he's still a
course.
top 20 NBA
Absolutely.
player. So, I see
100%.
players that aren't in the top 20 getting these ridiculous contracts, and it's like, you know what? This dude is still a GOAT. He's still a difference maker. He made
Yes.
second All-NBA
Yes.
team. So, if he wants
Yes.
to sign that contract, I'm not going to give him shit for it. But I
I'm
do
like,
understand that, maybe he could have taken a pay cut, but at the same time, who the hell is going to turn down $52.6 million?
at
Just
40 years old and I'm still
and
averaging 27 points? No. The answer is simply no. Give
that's
me
called
some
bad
help.
business.
Literally, give me some help. You are the Los Angeles Lakers. You have the pocketbook is extensive. Stop being cheap. Go spend some money. Get me some help in here, and I'll bring you another championship. Period, point blank. End of discussion.
Period. Miles Turner to Milwaukee. Now, this came with some crazy drama, because it's not just, oh, cool, they signed Miles Turner. It's they signed Miles Turner and then waived and stretched Damian Lillard, and now he's no longer on
Damian.
the team, which I didn't even know that was a possible thing you could do in the NBA.
I didn't either. I was caught off guard with that too.
I can't think of another situation like this in our lifetime of watching basketball, at least. Maybe I'll have to look in the history records of a team doing something. I mean, there's buyouts, but this wasn't even a buyout. This was a, hey, we'll pay for your vacation and your healing, basically. And thanks for being a contributor to the Milwaukee Bucks. Bye. And Dame shouldn't be mad about it. So
Pretty much.
what did you think of the addition with Turner, with Giannis, and then the follow-up, where do you think Dame should go when he's ready to come back?
I was shocked, honestly, really shocked that the Milwaukee Bucks chose this route and chose waving Dame, because I don't think that Dame and Giannis got enough time together to really see what they could be as a team, because either Giannis was hurt or Dame was hurt, and then it was like, it was just like they never really got to be cohesive. So I was really surprised that that is the decision that they decided to make. But at the same time, Dame is in his 30s and he just tore his Achilles.
He's getting a lot
Granted,
of
the
money.
technology and stuff is a lot better as far as the rec a lot of rec it, as far as the recovery, but still, it is an Achilles injury, and everybody ain't KD. Everybody ain't gonna come back like KD did. So I understand them being more cautious and saying, if we can move him, like you said, move him now, save some money, and try to bring somebody opposite to Giannis, then let's try to do that. But herein lies my concern. Where's your guard play? Because you just got rid of a good 20, 25 to 27 point. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You guarantee, like, you got that. So what's the decision making with your guard play? Because Giannis is Giannis. He's amazing, but he ain't no point guard. He ain't no point forward. You know what I'm saying? I don't really trust Giannis with his handle. He's not a Kevin Durant. He's not a KG. He's not a Tim Duncan. He's not an AD. As far as the handle, where I can really, what I'm saying? Get my own
He
shot.
can't
Like,
make those bank shots. No.
no. His game is power and finesse. And if I can get a guard that can get me in those right spots where I got the mismatch, that's where he is at his greatest. So that's my concern with Milwaukee. It's like, I understand the Miles Turner move. Like, that's cool to opposite Giannis, but what's the guard play situation?
Right.
Who you got feeding them the ball?
It seems like a desperate, if I dare use that word, move because, well, Milwaukee is kind of desperate. And Giannis is, there's a lot of anxiety of Giannis, is he going to leave? When's he going to demand? Because he's got all the power, as he should have all the
And he has a
power.
wondering eye. He has a wondering
Yeah.
eye. Like, he's made it apparently clear. He's made it abundantly clear. His eye is wondering. So he's looking at other situations for sure.
And there's not a single team that if they could trade for him, they would trade for him. And a heart that's one of
What?
those players. He's
Why
top
not?
five. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I don't even think Giannis is 30 yet.
No, he's about to be, I think, but still, he's
Yeah,
got a
this
lot
is
of
he's
prime in him.
yeah prime. He's got a lot of prime left. So yes, any team would be over the moon to have Giannis. So if I'm Milwaukee, I'm applying pressure on. I don't know what guards are available, but you better find something, because if you don't find something that makes sense, he leaving. I can
Last
guarantee you
year,
that.
Giannis averaged over 30 points. He averaged over 11 rebounds. He averaged over 7 assists, a very underrated stat. And then he averaged over a block a game. That is ridiculous numbers. And if his Milwaukee Bucks with Dame were a top three team, he probably would have gotten more MVP votes, but he didn't. This is a big year for Giannis. Not and also Coach Doc Rivers, high key. Because he's got to figure it out. Otherwise, this is going to be another team that's going to be like, all right, Doc, we're going to let you go mid-season because you're not, you're, he's the next to go.
Yep, you're
Honestly, I
not
think
producing.
so. Yeah.
I agree
So.
with you. If they're not top in the East, it's gonna be scary hours for Doc, not only for Doc Rivers, but for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. Because Giannis is gonna like he's still gonna show up, because that's the kind of athlete he is. Like, he's still gonna put the uniform on, do whatever his job requires for the night. Like, he's gonna give his best. But trust and believe, mentally, he gonna check out, and he gonna be looking at what his next options are.
Is Dame gonna join Mr. Curry and go back home and play in the Bay Area? Like, do you see that being a possibility if the Warriors are in the right position? Butler, Curry, Dame. Is it because you don't want to think
I gotta
that?
see what be It's not even that I don't want to think that, because I know that that's a possibility. I'm like, at this point, nothing in the NBA surprises me, but I'm looking at Dame at what kind of competitor he is, and the being that he's never defeated Steph. Like, when people like look at it like this. When it
Facts.
comes to the KD situation, right? At least KD had good battles against Steph, competitive battles against Steph, where at times where he got the better of Steph Curry teams. Dame is like 0 and 10 versus Steph. Like, he's never gotten the better of Steph. And if you join him, we all know what the narrative is going to be. You're trying to cakewalk to a ring. And still, that doesn't make sense for the Warriors, because they don't have inside presence anymore, because he's Draymond, but he's slowing down. He's older. He's not as effective as he used to be. They got rid of Kevon Looney. They're looking at getting rid of Kuminga. So fine, you get Dame, but what you getting back for? Are you addressing the issues that are you addressing your elephants in the room? Because there's elephants in the room for the Warriors too.
Well, we will see where Dame ends up,
Yeah,
but I
I
think it's
mean,
gonna be a minute. So let's
yeah,
let that
yeah,
simmer. We only
yeah.
got a few more minutes here. So I want to leave you with this question, Sensei.
Okay.
James Harden with the Clippers extension. That's great. I don't know if they were necessarily enthusiastic about giving Mr. Harden this extension, especially because he didn't show up again in a game seven.
Again,
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 but
again,
when
again.
him and Kawhi were clicking, it was pretty
They were
damn good
clicking.
basketball.
It was, yeah.
And they signed Brook Lopez. Lakers signed Mr. Ayton. So which of those two centers do you think will be a more impactful signing? Ayton Lakers, Brook Lopez Clippers.
I'm gonna go Brook Lopez Clippers, because I don't believe in Ayton. I don't. I wasn't
Damn.
happy about the Lakers getting Ayton. I don't. I've seen too many times and too many scenarios where he's been in really good spots and he has not proven up to his potential. Like, physically, he's gifted. Mentally, it's in the dream. Like, and we all know to be at least a good, competent basketball player, they have to marry. Like, they have to meet in the middle. And to me, for Ayton, it just doesn't meet in the middle. But Brook Lopez has proven himself in every situation, time and time again. He is reliable. Like, you know what you're gonna get out of him. You're gonna get defense, you're gonna get rebounds, you're gonna get 3-point shooting, you're gonna get passing. This is a consistent, it don't matter where he goes, you get that every single time. So I'm gonna say the Clippers with Ayton, but not with Ayton, I'm sorry, the Clippers with Brook Lopez. But the Clippers still got James Harden. And it's gonna look pretty, it's gonna look sexy in the regular season. It ain't gonna look like that in the playoffs. We've seen it time and time again. Unless he gets an anomaly and it happens, something happens different, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same thing. And you need him to be him. But he just doesn't. It doesn't fold. It just doesn't curl over. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
I'm very fascinated to see how this Clippers team does, because if they're not doing as well, maybe those are some players that people will call and be like, hey, is this person available? Because they got a
Available,
lot of
yeah.
key assets. And if it's not clicking, then management might just be like, all right, then we got to
Let's make
build
some
from
moves, yeah.
scratch. So, well, thank you for coming on, Sensei. It was great
Of
seeing
course,
you.
man.
We're going to do this soon. Queen versus King
Yes, we lock it back in.
podcast.
We back in
And
action.
yeah, it's great to be back in action with you. And thank you for
Yeah,
watching, folks.
same, bro. I appreciate that. Yeah, we out this thing.